day of the school. Down, down the Vera Road. And I wish I stayed at home. Where I'm going, no one knows. Only know gotta go.
It is 8:02 p.m. This is Alex, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is Cloudberry Farm every Thursday from 8 to 9. I have a special guest in here this week.
Lord help me.
Lord help him. Jason, you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, I believe the public knows who I am. I am DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle. The amount of shows that I've been on is a staggering amount. So for all you listeners who, for some reason, if you've recognized me, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. I'm very glad to have Jason on this week. We're going to be talking some hip-hop. We're going to be playing some music that may or may not be hip-hop. But we're going to start out right now with the track, and then we'll be back at you in a few minutes with some banter. So thanks for coming, everybody. Stay for the rest.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed. And every single symptom brings us closer to the tomb. And who will take the credit for us ripped and bending for? Because it's not my fault. Would you be impressed if I said that the dead would help us counting? Try to light our melodies. We won, we died, and everything is
was trying. Subconsciously I knew it was a lie. And when I woke I knew that it was time to pray, to make amends before the end, before my judgment day. I looked around, I stood alone, I knew what I had to say. I said it's all my
That was Streetlight Manifesto, Would You Be Impressed? We played that track because Jason and I have tickets to see Streetlight this summer. He's never seen them.
I've tried and failed on multiple occasions.
They're one of my favorite bands ever. Their show is incredible, and Jason has been to more shows than anyone I know, I think. Do you have an official count?
Somewhere in the low 300s.
When did you first start going to shows?
On my 16th birthday, when I went to... Actually, no. The first artist that I ever actually saw live was at Anime Boston when I was 15 years old. And then the first actual concert that I went to was when I saw Bring Me the Horizon on my 16th birthday.
Your first show was Bring Me the Horizon. That's nuts!
Bring Me the Horizon and Parkway Drive.
Okay, Parkway Drive is awesome.
Parkway Drive is incredible.
I believe it.
Well, now they're garbage, but, like, they were great.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Were you the... Was it all white kids?
That's not even a question.
Well, I was just so.
The question is how many kids weren't white.
Okay, well, that was my question. Were you the only non-white kid?
No, there was like two or three. I mostly bring the diversity at a majority of the concerts I go to, though.
Well, that's the funny thing.
Shout out to liking metal and being not white. It's very, very, very weird mix.
Yeah, most of the shows you go to are metal or hip hop. Which is very different crowds, but
or electronic,
or electronic, right? Those are the shows that I don't go to. But bottom line, we're going to see Streetlight this summer, and it's going to be awesome. Jason's missing a bunch of shows this summer because he's going to be abroad.
I'm missing a lot of shows, but I'm also like going to France. So.
Worth it.
Yo, I'm gonna try and go to Wireless Festival in London, by the way.
So who's playing that?
Travis Scott, Get Skepta, Young Thug, Bryson Tiller.
So what do you think?
I love Chance.
So we're gonna get a new album from Tiller this year. So let's
it's
talk.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk hip hop 2017. We've had a lot of releases this year so far. 2017. Tomorrow we get a new Kendrick Lamar album. Who is there any question that he's the best rapper in the world?
Ugly God.
Okay. Is there any conversation that he's not the best rapper in the world?
Run the Jewels.
Really? Okay. Let's talk about this.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying people argue that Kendrick is one of the best. Kendrick, like, unarguably is one of the top in the game. But many people have questions with saying he's the best, especially with legends still as like Raekwon, GZA, Nas, Jay-Z still like alive and kicking and still spitting bars. And Doom is technically still around.
no one knows what he looks like. So the thing about, that's interesting. I feel that. I understand. However, Run the Jewels? Are they in like, the conversation?
Not like in terms of their, not in terms of like Run the Jewels' specific output, but in terms of Killer Mike and LP's like separate outputs.
Okay, they're both very good.
Killer Mike especially.
So
Killer Mike's on another level.
Killer Mike is better than LP for sure. LP is a Rhymesayers guy, right? I love LP. He used to be at least, right? What's the label with Aesop Rock?
That's Rhymesayers.
Rhymesayers, right. Yeah. So I think he was on that one. So that was Atmosphere, Brother Ali. Idea and Abilities. Yeah. Freeway.
He produced for them a lot.
Okay.
He was not a member of them though.
Hmm. Right. Well, Killer Mike. So Killer Mike goes to a point that I was about to bring up, which is you just listed a bunch of guys who you could contend are like the best rappers around. I think Andre 3000 is probably the best rapper alive, honestly.
Also, when Young Thug exists, like, that's very hard.
So let's talk about Young Thug. So Young Thug, Killer Mike, and Andre 3000, we just named three hip-hop artists, rappers, all from Atlanta, right? So Atlanta, like, really has a stronghold on hip-hop right now. Would you say?
Oh,
Atlanta,
absolutely.
Atlanta and Chicago.
Trap-lana.
Atlanta and Chicago have such a stronghold on hip hop right now that, you know,
it's like, a lot.
It's overwhelmed. Well, it's definitely two different sounds, right?
Oh yeah.
So you have Chance leading everything out of Chicago at the moment, and Common is still doing his thing. Chance and
not
Kanye.
Not Kanye.
No, I mean I'm just coming to Kanye. Don't worry.
Yeezy.
What's up with Kanye right now?
What's up with Kanye right now? He's just hanging out, chilling.
Is he?
Apparently, he's just doing his thing, relaxing.
Chilling out,
staying
maxing
at home with the fam.
With Mrs. West.
With Mrs. Kardashian West and his children.
Northwest.
North and Saints.
Saints. Really?
That's the name of his son. Saint is baby Ye. I ain't worried about him.
Which song was that from?
No More Parties in LA.
Yeah, there we go. Speaking of Common, well, we're hearing him right now in the background.
Hey.
Welcome on the show, Mr. Common. Common, I would have... Okay, so if I had a... like complete autonomy over the shows, I'd like technically do, but if I didn't have to worry about who Tufts cared about, I would have got either Common or Run the Jewels. They're both in contention, like on the list and affordable. Jason?
Common? Yeah, I mean, no, I am listening. Apologies if it comes across as otherwise. I'm just wondering why it's Nike is not letting me log into this website.
By Nike? Trying to like make
shoes. When am I not looking at sneakers? Let's be real here, man.
I mean,
that's understandable that you'd like Common, because I know that's up your alley, but like...
what's about to happen?
I still... Look, I understand. You want the Tufts population to have fun at Spring Fling.
Yeah. I want to sell the show out. That's what it is. I want to sell the show out.
That's cool and all. If we wanted to sell the show out, we could have got T-Pain last year. I know it's not in your hands or your control. Don't get me wrong.
Nope. But, like, no, Common... So, let's talk about Common. Common is up my alley, right? However, my favorite Common album was completely produced by Kanye West. And you love Kanye. Do you like B?
Can we get Kanye on at Tufts?
Yes. Easy. No money.
No money at all?
Doesn't take much. I'll tell you that. But... we are planning. You're planning on going to Brandeis for their show
because they got who we should have.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Uzi.
We're gonna listen to a song by Lil Uzi Vert next. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Push me to the edge, all my friends are. you're the worst. I cannot die, this my universe. I don't really care if you cry. I don't really shouldn't have a lie. Should've saw the way she looked me in my eyes. She said, baby, I am not afraid to die. Push me to the edge, all my friends are dead. Push me to the edge, all my friends are dead. Push me to the edge, all my friends are dead. Push me to the edge.
Innocent are taken to the pavement. Won't somebody just tell them? Won't somebody, oh, won't somebody, oh, 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 oh. Won't you please look after my children? Not a word's from the mouth of the women. Some are getting all the wood to get the fire lit. Some are picking up the pieces of the last days. Won't somebody, oh, 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 oh. Shaming, where the world is looking up, you know it's changing. Won't somebody just tell them? Won't somebody, oh, won't somebody, oh, 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 oh. So we're calling all the crows, they're coming up slow. It's gonna be a showdown. Say the rebel to the revolutionary, come with me. And if you feel like you are witnessing a move, you're free. Say the rebel to the rebel. I'll fool if you come with me. I'm tired of living in the fable. Clear sky I long to see. Journey must continue. It does not start or end. Yeah. No. Push the red, the white. But with all of us, we can reach from side. Cross, they're coming up slow. It's gonna be a showdown. Say the rebel to the revolutionary, come with me. And if you feel like you are witnessing a movement, then get a girl and let them know you're free. It's just a murder code. It's coming up slow. It's gonna be a showdown. Say the rebel to the revolutionary, follow me. And if you witnessing a movement, then get a girl and let them know you're free. Got to get a girl and let them know you're free. Got to get a girl and girl let them know you're free.
That was Calling All Crows by State Radio. Before that, we had XO Tour Life by Lil Uzi Vert. Is that how you say that?
XO Tour Life.
I've never said it out loud. That's why I was like, XO Tour. It's stylized. It's got two L's and a three. And it's in all caps because that's the thing you do now. Joey Bad Butts. Because Jason is
Joey Badmon.
Joey Bad A.
Nah, as he calls himself, Badmon.
Yeah, so we can just go with that. Joey Bad ASS. We're trying really hard to stick to the...
You could just say Joey.
Joe, yeah. Well, you know, we got to establish it first, and then we can talk about Joey. He just put out an outstanding album.
Fantastic record.
Fantastic. A week ago.
About a week ago.
And all of everything is capitalized in that album.
True.
Every song title.
Song title, album title.
Mm-hmm. And it's got 3 K's in America. 2 A's, 3 K's in America. It's incredible. Great album if you're listening. If you're like trying to get into hip hop and you're interested in like politics especially, this is a really good album to go with. Or you can just listen to...
You can just listen to me do really bad impressions of artists.
Of Young Thug in particular. Can we talk about Young Thug for a second?
I'm always down to talk about Young Thug.
I found... Because I'm fascinated by Young Thug. Young Thug is a walking contradiction in so many ways.
What do you mean?
So he actively says that he's like, yeah, my lyrics have nothing to do with my like life or music. I just do it because I know there's a supply and a demand for talking about like cars and stuff. And the fun or interesting part of that is that to me, this is to me, like you can totally disagree with this. Like his lyrics have nothing to do with his music in a lot of ways because he's all about stylistically singing, rapping, whatever you want to call it. Right? Because he's all about...
That's just facts.
He's all about changing tone. Like, when I listen to Young Thug, I don't know what I'm hearing lyrics-wise, but it's not because you can't understand what he's saying, though that is part of it. It's hard to understand what he's saying, but for me, it's... I'm listening for the music of his voice.
Yeah.
And not for the lyrics. Like, I looked up some of his lyrics the other day, and I had no idea. Had no idea what the song meant. I was just looking into it. It's interesting. What do you think of that? Of like rapping about something that your life is not about at all, or about stuff that you just it's some would call it lying, right?
Man, a ton of rap is about image, dude. Like, honestly, it's not that big a deal because I'm like, it's just you can't rap about that lifestyle and then you get involved in it and then you get like out of the game because you're scared. It's like, nah, you're in too deep, man. Like Slim Jesus got pulled up on at a show because he was trying to rap like he's about that life, and then someone confronted him about it, and then he's like, nah, B, and it's like, nah, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
That's not how any of this works. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a problem with it, but I think it's interesting. Like, they could branch out a little bit and, you know, do something else, right?
Oh man, that's a whole debate for another day.
Well, you know,
cough, cough. Everybody calling out Kendrick.
So let's talk. What everybody calling out Kendrick for? What we haven't heard,
because he's the voice of a rap. He's the voice of like the current rap scene. He should be using his voice for female empowerment and all and black woman empowerment. Which, you know what? I am all for it. And at the same time, I really do not mean this in like a negative tone.
Please,
it's the rap game. Mm-hmm. Kendrick, like, people can do that, but the thing is because of what rap is founded on, which is honestly for the most part just like rampant misogyny and violence and like homophobia and all this
often
stuff,
often
all that,
yeah,
most like
it's not the point of it, but it's a byproduct
like
often, of it,
yeah, more often than people think,
yeah,
or more often than you'd notice. I mean,
do people that. People get mad at Kendrick for not being socially
because of like that line about the stretch marks on Humble.
Okay.
People were like giving him a lot of crap for it.
Did those people listen to any of his earlier records? Like did they listen to Pimp a Butterfly?
I don't know. And quite frankly, that isn't real. That's not really the point that I'm trying to make, though.
I totally get that.
I understand where they're coming from, and like it'd be a welcome change of pace, but that's not the reason that Kendrick got popular.
No.
And Kendrick isn't just suddenly going to change all of his lyrics and just suddenly he's suddenly one of the biggest in the game. Kanye is like onto the face of rap, and he didn't.
Yeah, he's getting on stage.
Wu-Tang Clan literally founded themselves on
fighting,
slanging, fighting and violence, and entering the 36 chambers.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Kanye,
like artists that are suddenly changing and getting popular, like, even the more positive rappers that you could look at as artists, like Dram or Lil Yachty and them, like their lyrical content is still not good.
Lil Yachty is not
good in the sense of like not okay.
I think Lil Yachty is very interesting. Lil Yachty, for those who don't know, he is, what is he, 18, 19?
Lil Boat.
Exactly. Lil Yachty, like 19, aka Lil Boat, he's like 19. He makes trash music. pretty much, but he's catchy as hell, and he's different, and he's weird, and he's being himself the entire time, and people love that. You know?
True.
The thing about, and he got into a fight, it was Funkmaster Flex, right? He got into a fight with Funkmaster Flex.
I think it was Sun and Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Someone like got mad at him and tried to challenge his cred, right? And tried to like challenge him to a rap battle. And he literally said, he's like, I'm not that good of a rapper. I'm just like a cultural icon at this point.
And then he proceeded to put out a song of him actually rapping.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks silly, and he's the whole thing, but he's getting all these endorsements and stuff. He's like, he's really putting a stamp, like his own stamp, on cultural things in the country, which is nuts. But anyway, we're gonna listen to a couple beautiful, beautiful tracks now.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, I know you agree with this next one at least.
Do it like you believe it, able to give and receive it with openness.
Making our entrances into life outside. We've been in this room too long. Recreation is keeping us self-contained and aware of each other's form still, and in full strides just the same, keeping us warm. Walking in straight lines, talking to sleep at night, coddled and pacified, are versions of mothers. So new to me, it's so new to me, having you around. So new to me, it's so new to me, having you around. What if we decide to live by choice? All this time I knew that average was something to fall back on. After genius ends, I watch video. Only differences flatten and we miss sparks of lightning storm. Behind wet faces, slip my pants back on and rewind it backward more. The tape stopped before I was back alone. I'll be back before the street lights on.
Astronaut. Yeah. Drug your money, I'm dripping in it. Aston Martin, I'm whipping in it. Too specific, 10 black whips, I'm too consistent. 10 right firing, firing, tell me if I'm too persistent. Firing all my baby mirrors, I just bought a brand new bitch. I need a power to turn it. I'm out of M. I need a power to turn it. You need to get it on film. I'm about to push me away. You gon' catch me in the gym. I'm about to push me some weight. You gon' catch me in the gym. I'm about to put some moolah. But you ain't gonna owe me no checks. I don't care if you're my daddy. What? I'ma cut off your neck. We rockin' BBs and S's. That's when they get a little crowded. My chains, they fight for attention. My neck, they get a little rowdy. I'm doing my thistle, my new. I work me the price down the middle. I keep me a bag of them skittles. Tryna get you a radical feeling. A riddle. Automatic, it came with no ceiling. Automatic. All this trapping, they got you offended. Did a 360 in a minute. Then I punch on the gas a little harder. I be whipping the lamb like a charger. Get that money in the bag like a robber. When I whip it harder. To the young, rocking the starter. I was sitting in the back of the martyr. Now I sit in the back of the firing. Soon as I crunk up the Rari, I got the clutch and the carbon. Drug your money, I'm dripping in it. Aston Martin, I'm whipping in it. Getting too specific. 10 black whips, I'm too consistent. I'm too persistent. 10 right firing. Tell me if I'm too persistent. Firing all my baby mirrors. I just bought a brand new bitch. I need a power to turn it. I'm out of M. I need a power to turn it. You need to get it on film. I'm about to push me away. You won't catch me in the gym. I'm about to push me some weight. You won't catch me in the gym. Why you be leggers a foul? Whoa. I put in hundreds of pounds. Whoa. We about to roll up some Frankie. Yeah. We about to roll up some loud. Yeah. You better stay in your lane. Yeah. I'm swearing all over the map. Yeah. I got a pound of Manny and with a little pretty face all in my lap. Yeah. I let it go with the sacks. Avenue runners and laps. I swear. Sometimes I go to Chanel and I sit in it like it's a trap. Yeah. Rolex stores my bando. Boy George Bush with the ammo. Yeah. I spit the M on endo. Put it on an 18 wheeler. Jamming and rapping finesse. Talk to her. I go beyond for the scroller. Editor. Freezing the ice out your chest. Talk to her. You looking just like a doula. Yeah. Edit I left on the iPad. Editor. Talk to the plug on the car phone. Talk to her. Went to Miami and read up. Rovers. Push. Drug your money, I'm dripping in it. Aston Martin, I'm whipping in it. Too specific. 10 black whips, I'm too consistent. 10 right firing. Tell me if I'm too persistent. Firing all my baby mirrors. I just bought a brand new bitch. I need a power to turn. I'm out of M. I need a power to turn. Hold up. You need to get it on film. I'm about to push me away. You won't catch me in the gym. I'm about to push me some weight. You won't catch me in the gym. I'm about to water with me. Get it up. So I can fuck up a bag. I'm about to cop me a Mazda. I'm about to cop me a Jag. I done made 21 million. I got a zig of your stacks. I done made 21 million. I had to rent up a sack. I'm about to twerk them numbers. About to go give me 100. I done went gram for gram. I done been working 100. I made a fair amount. Stunned that double my digits. I doubled it. Just know that Pluto is hungry. Pluto. Like when I work the midget. I am original game member. I'm not a new addition. Yeah. They ain't gonna never be able to see me. I'm about to make them admit it. Everywhere I go, it's PG. And I'm gonna shine for the city. Everywhere I go, it's firing. Like I'm gonna take out the ceiling. Drug your money, I'm dripping in it. Aston Martin, I'm whipping in it. Getting too specific. 10 black whips, I'm too consistent. 10 right firing. Tell me if I'm too persistent. Firing all my baby mirrors. I just bought a brand new bitch. I need a power to turn it. I'm out of M. I need a power to turn it. You need to get it on film. I'm about to push me away. You won't catch me in the gym. I'm about to push me some weight. You won't catch me in the gym.
We just heard
POA by the Young Fuch.
POA by Future. If you've seen the movie 8 Mile, not that guy named Future. Has anybody ever brought that up?
I cannot confirm or deny these allegations. I'm going to assume no.
Because whenever I watch that movie, I'm like, yeah, there's a big rapper named Future right now. Anyway, Future is going on a big arena tour. Well, really pavilion, like amphitheater tour, like outdoor this summer with Migos and Tory Lanez, maybe.
Kodak Black maybe.
So two people on this tour are probably going to be in jail instead of on the tour, but that's okay. Jason wants some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle, so just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Are you worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tubbs Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. That was one of the longer PSAs I've ever done in this show.
Why would you do such a long PSA?
Because I was feeling it. I found this photo of Paula Deen eating a piece of cake that says haters on it.
Oh, well then.
So, eating up the haters. We had a topic of conversation. I forget what it was. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We always have topics of conversation.
This is true. Where do we want this to take us? We also had Higgs by Frank Ocean. This is what I wanted to talk about. What is your favorite Frank Ocean release? Album
Blonde.
Okay. That's what I hoped you'd say, because you were saying Endless when I talked to you a couple months ago.
Well, I wasn't saying Endless was my favorite. I was saying Endless was really underrated.
Endless has not been heard by enough people. So if you're new to Frank Ocean, he put out an amazing album called Blonde. Really spectacular. One of my favorite albums of all time. Not close. And the day before that, he put out a visual album, which is kind of all the rage these days. And it was beautiful, but he hasn't put it out commercially aside from as the visual album on Apple Music only, so that's a little bit weird. But Apple Music only, that's the thing now, but you know, who knows. We have a new song from Frank this week called Biking. Jason didn't like it.
Hey, I didn't say I didn't like it. I said Jay-Z's part was not that good. Eat difference.
It's true. Did you like Tyler's part?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the song was good. I just thought Jay-Z's verse was literally phoned in, which threw me off.
Yeah. Jay-Z has a verse at the very beginning, which is not high quality. It sounded like it was recorded with a potato, essentially. And there's no evidence that it wasn't. So, anyway, with that in mind, we're going to get back to the music for a few minutes. So thanks for coming again. This is Alex and Jason, aka Periwinkle Sprinkle. He sounds just like that. Stay tuned for his show at 10 p.m. tonight.
Please don't. Or do. You can do it. You do you.
Is that a metal show this semester?
What? No, it's whatever I want.
This is whatever?
It's the DJ Khaled fan club, so we usually try and play at least one DJ Khaled track. That's all we really got going for it.
DJ Khaled. You know what's weird about DJ Khaled? Posting his son.
Oh my god, there's a lot of things.
But he's been posting his son all over the internet. That's weird.
He loves his son, though.
Like, I'm very glad that he loves his son. It's weird to post your son all over the internet like that. You think? You know? He's like profiting from it's exploitation is what it is.
Yeah.
His son can't consent to that. All right, we're going to get back to the music. Thanks for coming, everybody. Cloudberry Farm.
Believe you. really having an effect. He whispers that he loves her, but she's probably only looking for so much more than he could ever give. A life full of lies and a meaningful relationship. He keeps his hands down at his side. He waits for it to end before the aching in his chest is saved.
Get some more drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.
Blame you, no. up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No.
Listening to / finishing up Passion Fruit by Drake from More Life, his new album. Before that, we had we're just kind of Jason sing along. Can I rap now?
Listen.
Yeah, that'd be a tough day to have me rapping on the show.
I can only imagine.
We should. Are there any like decent freestylers at Tufts? I know like freestyling isn't even really a thing anymore.
Have you ever been to the Cyphers? I don't know if the Cyphers have been happening lately.
Like a couple, but it was like freshman year.
No, like last year, there was like... It's just like most of the people who really do it are like either like graduate or abroad.
Are they any good?
Yes, actually.
Do they pre-write? There's no problem with pre-writing. I'm just asking.
Some people have it pre-written. A lot of people do spin it off the dome, though. I have like hung out with them when they do random Cyphers, and it's just like them going around in like a circle of like six.
Yeah, it's really impressive. Because the big guys who go on like Tim Westwood TV and stuff like that, like usually not off the top. Like you can tell when it's off the top.
Yeah, like honestly, Joey's Mask Off freestyle, I can't tell what that doesn't seem the way that he articulated himself doesn't seem that off the top.
I mean, he was so good that it's hard to believe that it could be off the top. But I'm thinking about like, did you see the Migos freestyle on Tim Westwood TV a year ago or 2 years ago or something like that? So have you ever seen Migos freestyle together? They freestyle like as a group. It's really impressive.
Yeah, they with their ad libs and stuff. It's really cool.
So that stuff, like if you see, I saw them do it for like 15 minutes one time. That was not pre-written. They were just going after it because it wasn't perfect either. But it's really impressive, like that kind of stuff. But when you look at a lot of guys that go on the radio and stuff like that, it's too valuable. Like their performance in terms of ticket sales and streams and things like that. Is too important for them to try to do it off the top, because if they mess up, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of something that's changed along with the digitalization of media and music and things like that.
Yeah. My friends are all
What's that?
They're all freaking out about the new Kendrick.
And they're listening? So Kendrick Lamar's album is supposed to drop in a few hours, but it leaked a couple hours ago. And it's what's the word on it so far? What's the first word?
The consensus is incredible.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, what is he going to put out?
Exactly. I'm waiting till that. I'm waiting for that 12 a.m. like on the dot. Once it hits.
That's when is it going to be on Spotify at 12?
It's supposed to be. Spotify refreshes at midnight.
So it should be on Friday at midnight.
Yep. Friday at midnight tonight. It's coming, everybody. We're going to play one more track after we finish up here.
What are we finishing up?
We're going to finish up with this however much amount of time to a planet, because we're not supposed to pre-announce the songs.
Not true. Time's a social construct, by the way, people. Just letting you know that now. I said it was 2 in the evening at 2. So, like...
Yeah, you know.
Anytime is evening if you're brave enough.
Right. Well,
quote
it's
Abraham
like,
Lincoln. Quote Michael Scott.
You're gonna go to Europe. And in Europe, when it hits midnight, the clock just goes to 0, which makes way more sense.
Oh, man. Military hours. Real military hours. Who up?
Yeah, you're gonna have to figure that out, man. It's not easy. You know what? If you're like really serious about it and you thought it was going to be a big problem, just like make your phone military time right now and they just like get used to it. A lot of people do that.
I know it. I'm used to it.
You're used to it? It messes with me, man.
Military time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go from 12 to 13 and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, and then it hits midnight and you're like, it's 0 o'clock. Time is over. It's done. All right, we're going to be back at you for a second before we play right after our last song. Thanks for sticking around.
Never to change.
That was Kings and Queens by 30 Seconds to Mars from This Is War. The intro on that song on that album is so cool. I've been Alex and Jason this week.
Periwinkle Sprinkle.
Periwinkle Sprinkle, thank you for coming on the show. Stay tuned for his show at 10. We have the Boys Making Noise coming up right now. This is Cloudberry Farm. Thanks for coming this week, everybody. I'll be here next Thursday and the Thursday after that. After that, no guarantees, but thanks for having me this week. Keep it freeform. This is WMFO 91.5. We're inverting that a little bit. Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks again, everybody.
I'm Dan, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.